In the same way that it is chal al dvar roshus, so it is also chal al dvar mitzvah. Now, how is it chal al dvar roshus? Only if he formulates it in terms of chefze. So in the same way, if he takes an eder al bit dvar mitzvah, so it's also chal. So it has that chumre, that it is chal an livat dvar mitzvah, when he formulates it in the same way as he formulates an eder al dvar roshus. So just as it is chal in terms of chefze and it dvar roshus, so it is chal in terms of chefze and dvar mitzvah. And in terms of davre, so it's not chal altogether, even at dvar roshus. But in terms of chefze, it's chal and dvar roshus. So it's chal and mitzvah also. Mashinkim by shvue, it's by shvue. So we don't have that chumre. That in every way, in every kind of formulation, that it's chal and rishus, it's chal and mitzvah too. For example, let's say if he formulates it in terms of davre, so on rishus it's chal, but on mitzvah it's not. So in other words, so that's the first teretz in Teisves. So the first portion in Teisves in Shvuyeh Tachmei agrees with the premise of Teisves Kashmir, that Shvuyeh is can be chal on the chefze too, if he formulates it in terms of chefze. But neder cannot be chal in terms of gavre, not even mitam yad. Then he says the second teretz, ורבי נלחון ומתירס בשמרי, ובשבוע אפילו כשמים הישיב הסוכה אולי, שבוע עושה נפשי מחפצה, לא ששבוע לשייך אל על עצמי, וכינם לשייך אל על החיפץ, שאיסר על עצמי כקום, ולכך, כל עונה משבוע על השינו, דעושה נפשי עולי, אבל בנדר עושה שינו עולו, ואין בו ממש. So in other words, so that there is teretz, even if he says, ישיב הסוכה אולי, so it's still עושה נפשי מחפצה. So Memele it's not chal, but al dvar roshus it is chal, even if he formulates it in terms of chefze. Why? So that's in line with the sheet of the Ramban. The second motion in Teisves is in line with the sheet of the Ramban, that neder can only be chal on the chefze, and shvuyeh can only be chal on the gavre. But in dvar roshus, so neder blosh in shvuyeh is chal b'tiras yodeis, and shvuyeh blosh neder is chal b'tiras yodeis. But on dvar mitzvah it's not shayach to say yodeis, so memele, if he takes his shvuyeh al dvar mitzvah, it doesn't matter how he formulates it, whether he formulates it in terms of davre or in terms of chefze, even if he formulates in terms of chefze, so on dvar roshus it will be chal b'tiras yodeis, but on dvar mitzvah it cannot be chal. So the first lashon in Teisves holds that there is no yodeis by neder b'loshen shvuyeh and shvuyeh b'loshen neder. So memele, neder b'loshen shvuyeh is null and void. Shvuyeh b'loshen neder is chal because shvuyeh can have chefze too if he asks the chefze. That's the first lashon. The second lashon is like the shita of the Ramban, that shvuyeh cannot be chal on the chefze. Shvuyeh is only on the gavre, but still shvuyeh b'loshen neder is chal b'tiras yodeis, and neder b'loshen shvuyeh is also chal b'tiras yodeis. Then the Teisves says the third lashon, the second lashon that's in the name of the Ri, and the third lashon is in the name of Rabbi Netam. V'Rabbi Netam miforesh do likamu v'egal v'mitorim v'mayr shom b'loshen zeh yesro alai b'shvuyeh el orek omar kishayim b'loshen shal b'shvuyeh eis apir yisolov v'mayr shayim b'shvuyeh shal yichu peres. So the sheet of Rabbi Netam is like the sheet of the Ram in the Dori. In other words, that there is no chefze in shvuyeh. And even if he asks the chefze, there cannot be chal in his chefze and shvuyeh. Shvuyeh is only gavre. Shvuyeh, there is no chefze. And furthermore, shvuyeh in bloshen of chefze is not chal in mitam yodeis. And neder in bloshen of gavre is not chal in mitam yodeis. So Rav Netam shite, so we have three lishenes in Teisves. In shvuyeh zav chofei, the first lishen in Teisves, the first lashon Teisves has the shite that there is no yodeis in shvuyeh b'loshen neder, or neder b'loshen shvuyeh. But shvuyeh b'loshen neder, so it's the shvuyeh itself is chal on chefze. The second lashon of Rabbi Nochon b'shem Ri, that's the shite of the Rambam. And then the third lashon, Rabbi Netam, is like the shite of the Ram, that there is no chefze in shvuyeh. Like the sheet of the Ram in the Dor, there is no chefze, it's a chefze in shvuyeh, and shvuyeh b'loshen neder is not chal mitam yodeis, neder b'loshen shvuyeh is not chal mitam yodeis either. Now let's see what is the shite of the Rosh? The Rosh in Ido, Lidabi Nedab Rosh Yishvui Yishvui Yishvui. So far we saw three shittes. The shita of the Ram, and that's the shita of Rabbi Netam. The shita of the Ram in the Dorim, the shita of Rabbi Netam, that neither is Hefze in Shvui, is Gavre, and even if he asks the Hefze, there is no Hefze in Shvui. And there is no, it's not effective Shvui, Beloshin Hefze, and neither Beloshin Gavre is not even effective with Eras Yodis. There's the shita of the Ram in Rabbi Netam. And then we have the shita of the Ramban, which is also the shita of the Ri, Rabbi Elchonon, that there is no Hefze in Shvui, but neither Beloshin Shvui, Shvui, Beloshin neither is Chalmetam Yodis. And then there is the first Loshin in Teitzves, that there is no Yodis of Neda Beloshin Shvui. But Shvui Beloshin Neda is Chal, not Mitam Yodis, but because Shvui itself can be in Isach Hefze, in Viasach Hefze. That's the three shittas. Now, there is a fourth shittah too. Now, turn to the Rosh, Anidorim, the end of... Now, the end of paragraph Beis in the Rosh Anidorim, on the first paragraph. The end of paragraph Beis, the seventh line from the end of the column, the Davke, you know, the day's line. Avor imoma ani neidea shalich limoch that's neda b'loshin gavre. Avor imoma. Ani neidea shelo yichlimoch, oy sheyichlimoch, or ayte yichlimoch. So that's kumva say. Then it's not shayach to say yodis. But he mentions also ani neidea shelo yichlimoch, oy sheyichlimoch. Lichire afilu yad lehavi. The davke kishoma mudal nimuch. So he didn't complete it. Osa alatz me'ano eschavere. Avol pishelo yitzid me'vanodo yad mi'esav. Avol imomar ani neidea. Shalichei limoch neda b'loshin gavre. Zeh aloshin loshin shvui da loshin gavre. Sheiser es atzmi b'shvui v'lo yesh neda. Im loshin l'asas mitzvah v'fichos v'zdok. So, what's the Rosh Shita here? That neda b'loshin shvui is not chal. Not even on the basis of Yodis. It's not chal. Now then... Now turn to the... So the Rosh in the second Perik Anidorim, and it's paragraph Zion, the first column, it's Daf, I have it, Daf Tzadi Gimel, on the base, in the Perik base of the Rosh in Anidorim, paragraph Zion, then on the Gemara. Rav Kahane Masne, Omer Rav Gidlo, Omer Shmuel, Minayin Shinshbun, Rav Rav Mitzvahs, Shinemar Yachm Dvore, Dvore Udo Yechle, Avon Meichu Chepsi Shemayim, מאי שנדר סיכי ונדר לשם, ויחל דבורי שהוא אינם הקסיבו אישו בשבוע, ויחל דבורי, אומר רב, חווה, הודו אומר איש בסוק עליי, הודו אומר שהוא אישו איש בסוקי, כלומר נדע, הוא איסר סחי פצולוף, ובין אחר, הנה נדע, והיא אומר כן עם סויסס, נדע, הוא איסר סחי פצולוף, ובין אחר, הנה נדע, והיא אומר כן עם שלו איש בסוקו, אפילו דבר שוס לחיים, So what does the Rosh say here? That even the Yifises Kenim Shal Yishim Bisuko Afim Bidvar Oshus Lechai. It's not Chal at all. In other words, it's not effective even B'Teras Yad. Avol Shvuo Chol Al Aguf Afil Yimom An Yishim Bisuko Lai Eina Shvuo Chol Al Acheifetz Ela Lo Hodom Shem Nishba Shal Lazis Dov Azeh Avol Shvuo Chol Al Aguf ואפילו אם אמר אישי בסוכו לאי, אין השבוע חול על החיים ואת זה עוד. The implication being that if he formulated the שבוע in terms of חפצה, so בדבר רשוס התקוד בך. But על דבר מצווה, לבק על דבר מצווה התקוד בך. But why is it לבק על דבר מצווה? It isn't חל, because it's מוש במר סינא. But al-Rashus, so he's not Mujib al-Sinai. But the question is, why does he say והפיומום היא שנסוק עליי, אין השבוע חול על החיבץ, אלא על אודום, שנשבע סוד הזה, היו כך, גם נדר אין נראה כנידה לבט לסע מצווה, שהלכים לא עצמי כלום, אלא איסר עשה חיבץ עליו, ואם אכיל מודם דבר עוס עליי, אבל שבועי הוא איסר עשה עצמי לעשיס הדובו, וחיבו שהוא מחויב לעשיס המצווה, לאו כל כמיני לאו כי יש עצמי חייב המצווה. So he says, ואפילו אימום הישי מסוק עליי, אין השבוע חול החיבץ. So the question is, he said, just before, besides the statement he made in the first perek, paragraph base, that Neda Veloshin Shvui is not Chalmit Am Yodis. So he reiterated here. He reiterated. So you couldn't say he was Chayzeya, even if you say that he was Chayzeya in the second perek from what he said in the first perek. But he's reiterating here what he said in the first perek. So he says, Vafil imoma yeshiva sukolai. That's neder. I mean, not. But, so no, he says. Uvi and acher in neder. Vioma kinim shleish and bisuko afilu bivaloshus lechayim. That means. So he's reiterating his proposition in the first parak that neder biloshin shvuah even bivaloshus is lechayim. Why? Because there is no halacha of yodis of neder biloshin shvuah. So mele, if there is no halacha of yodis of neder biloshin shvuah, so there is no halacha of yodis of shvuah biloshin neder either. So then he says, אבל שבוע חול על הגוף, ואפילו אם אומר אישי מסוק עליי, אין השבוע חול על החיפץ, אלא על אודם שנשבע. So in other words, so it's not חל because he's מוש במר סיני. But, even בדבר השוז it wouldn't be חל. Just as נדע בלו ששבוע is not חל מתם יודס. So שבוע בלו שנדע shouldn't be חל. שבוע בלו שנדע shouldn't be חל מתם יודס. So why does he have to resort to the fact that he is a מוש במר סיני? So we see, so that's the kasha that the Tiferes Shmuel raises against the Rosh, that the Rosh is Eiser himself. So the Tiferes Shmuel has two pshat in the Rosh. One pshat is that the Rosh means, the Rosh says, Vafil imoma yishi besuk olay in ha-shmuo, cholal, Vafil imoma yishi besuk olay, im tumtzele imar, not the way I said. So it's still, so that Lidvaro Shus, it is Chal. In other words, in Tim Tzaleima, granted, even if we'll assume, not the way I hold that even Lidvaro Shus, so Shvuah B'loshineder is not Chal. Shvuah B'loshineder is not Chal. Because there is no Aloha of Yodis in Shvuah B'loshineder and Eloshin Shvuah. That's my shit. But in Tim Tzaleima, for argument's sake, even if we'll grant, that there is Yodis. Mimele, Shvuah B'loshineder, so Neder B'loshin Shvuah is Chal mitam Yodis. And Shvuah B'loshineder is Chal, so Shvuah B'loshineder will be Chal and Varoshus, but Shvuah B'loshineder will not, so will not be Chal, will not be Chal, Levat Levamit, because it has to be Chal mitam Yodis. That's one pshat. But that's a Deicha. The other pshat of the verse Shmuel is that the Rosh's view is that there is a distinction between Neda B'losh and Shvuah and Shvuah B'losh Neder. But now, so the first question in this verse, Tavchofei and Shvuah also distinguishes between Shvuah B'losh Neder, Neda B'losh and Shvuah is Neda B'losh and Shvuah is not Chal, and Shvuah B'losh Neder is Chal, but not on the basis of Yodes, because Neder can only be in terms of chefze, not of gavre. So maybe it's not chal, and there is no aloch of yodis. Shvuah b'losh neder is chal, not because of yodis, because there is shvui, is a chefze in shvui too, if he has the chefze. But the Rosh here, according to one Rosh in first Shmuel, distinguishes between neder b'losh and shvuah and shvuah b'losh neder on the basis of yodis. In other words, there is, the Rosh Shite here is that there is no Isachevtz of Shvuah. There is no, even though the Rosh in Shvuah has two Mishenes. The Rosh in Shvuah has one Rosh that there is Isachevtz of Shvuah if he has the Hefze, and he has one Rosh that there is no Isachevtz in Shvuah, even if he has it, and even if he has the Hefze in Shvuah, it's not Chal. Shvuah is only Isachav. So in other words, here the Rosh certainly takes it for granted that there is no Isachevtz in Shvuah. There is no Yisachar Tzvi Yeshua. Still, the Rosh distinguishes on the basis of Yodis, from the point of view of Yodis, between Nedav Losh Yeshua and Shua Losh Nedav. So Nedav Losh Yeshua is not Chal on the basis of Yodis. Shua Losh Nedav is Chal. Shua Losh Nedav is Chal. Now that we have to understand. So that's one pshat in the Tiferet Shmuel, in the Rosh. Now, who is Dalet? In parentheses. So he says, It says, I say, "Vafili mama yishiv esukalai." Davu lo shneda, afloch lemane, v'chinu leheti b'tur yodei. U'mitam mashma de mahane lo shishvuei kishemir lo shneda, v'ahave mahane. Im lo yishenish v'latos hamitzvah, u'lilu leshperikame. It's not only the Lishmei Kame. Here he says the same thing. Because of the Mahanim Losh Nedah Lomom Losh Nishvue. Shai Kishayim Alei Deya. Shani Leichim. Bush Marash Al-Hil. Shani Oso. Shemaski. Shemaski Nien Shvue Belosh Nedah. Nigra Losh. Mashayim Ki Kishim Hapichon Nien. Umayla Losh. Kishemaski Losh Nishvue. So in other words. Then he says another pshat. He says, "Umikol lo kei miray brura demane loshin shvui b'loshin neda. Dishem ohochem loshin intim tzalim akoma. Intim tzalim al demane b'shal duchte hoche loy mahane. Deloy lo mnish ba'al gufel lakas hamitz." All right. So in other words, so the Tiferet Shmuel has one pshat in the Rosh that the Rosh distinguishes not on the basis of Yisachar Tzvi Yeshua, because the Rosh is taking for granted here there is no Yisachar Tzvi Yeshua. Still, he distinguishes between Nedav Losh Yeshua, so it's not Chal. It's not even Chal Mitam Yodes, but Shvue Bilosh Nedav is Chal. So if someone will say, Nedav Shavu Yeichu, Kikazei, it's Nul and Voi, it's not Chal Mitam Yodes. But if someone will say, Kikaze, Osar Lai Bishvue, then it is Chal. Then it is Chal. Now the question is, why? If he agrees with the Shita of the Ramban, so just as Shvue Belosh Nedav is affected by Yodes, so Nedav Losh Shvue should be affected by Yodes. If he doesn't agree with the Shita of the Ramban, he agrees with the Shita of the Ram, so that's the reason as to why he says Nedav Losh Shvue, Nedav Shalayichol Kikaze, is not Chal, it's not Yodes. So even if he says, Kikaze Osar Alay Bishvue, it shouldn't be Chal either, why does he distinguish? From the point of view of Yodes, there shouldn't be any distinction. So the first Loshin in Teisve, since Shvue is Daf Chofei, so he holds, it's not Yodes. If you don't formulate it properly, it's not Yodes. But Shvue Loshin Edea, so it's on the basis of Yisachar Tzvi of Shvue, because there are two types of Shvue. There is a Shvue of Yisachar and there is a Shvue of Yisachar Tzvi. But the Rosh here assumes there is no Yisachar Tzvi of Shvue, just Yisachar Tzvi. Still, if he asks it, so it's Chal de Shvue on the basis of Yisagavre, even though he formulated it in terms of Heftze. So what do we say? Yodes. So then, Nedav Losh Shvue should also, Nedav Shalayich Lutikaze should also be Chal with Amnes. So I think there is a very simple, I suppose that Tiferet Shmuel meant that, there is a very simple distinction between Nedav Losh Shvue and Shvue Losh Nedav. Losh Nedav, because when now Nedav, as I said last year, I said at the beginning of this year, that's the essence of Nedav, that the Gavre confers a Shem Yisar al Chefetz. The Gavre confers a Shem Yisar al Chefetz. The Gavre confers a Shem Yisar al Chefetz. So Mimele, if he says, so this is Nedav. Nedah, the chalais of Nedah consists in the Gavre. The Torah endowed the Gavre with the power to confer, to create Ishem Yisar al Chefetz. So Mimele, when is it Chal? If the Gavre verbally says, Kikyaze Osar, Masheinkin, if he says, Nedah Shalayichol Kikyaze. So the Gavre, did he verbalize that? Did he say that the Shem Yisrael should be conferred on the Chefetz? So how can the He didn't say that the Shem Yisrael should be conferred on the Chefetz. So how can the Shem Yisrael be Chal on the Chefetz? After all, the Torah did not confer on this Kikar Shem Yisrael. The Torah conferred the Shem Yisrael on the Veile, on Trefe, on Chometz, Angela Van Damme, but the Torah did not confer Shemisar and Viskika. Viskika is a neutral thing. But the Torah gave a keyach to a person through Afloye to confer a Shemisar and the Hefze. So he has to verbalize it, he has to formulate it. So if he says, Tikaze Oser, so then he confers, through his verbalization, he confers the Shemisar and the Hefze. But if he says, Neda Shaleichu Tikaze, how can the Shemisar be Chal and the Hefze? The Torah did not confer Shemisar and the Hefze, and the governor too did not. The governor has to confer the Shemisar through verbalization. He didn't say, Tikaze Oser. So mainly Shemisar is not Chal and the Hefze. But if the Torah endowed a Jew with the power to confer, to impose a Nisar upon himself through Shvuah. Now, he didn't say, so if he would say Shvuah Shaleichu Tikaseh, then a Nisar would be Chal on himself. But instead of saying Shvuah Shaleichu Tikaseh, he says, Tikaseh Oser Olai B'Shvuah. Now what does it mean, Tikaseh Oser Olai B'Shvuah? Can one conceive of Hashem Yisrael, suppose there had been no Gavras in the world, could one logically conceive of Hashem Yisrael and Hefze without Gavras in the world? So the Hashem Yisrael and Hefze implies a Nisa Gavre, because a Nisa Gavre is imminent in Hashem Yisrael. It's not Shayach. I mean, it wouldn't even make sense. You couldn't conceive of Hashem Yisrael and Hefze without a Gavre. Suppose there had been no Gavres in the world, you couldn't conceive of Hashem Yisrael and Hefze, because a Hefze is not a moral being. It's not Shayach to say the Hefze has a Shemisa. What does it mean, Shemisa? Shemisa means that there is a certain Gavre that is also to eat. Also to eat it, also to have anoye, also to be mishtamish. But so a Nisa Gavre is imminent in the Shemisa of the Hefze. Is imminent in the Shemisa of the Hefze. So Mimele, when one says, Tikaze Oser Olai B'Shvuah, what does it mean, Tikaze Oser Olai B'Shvuah? So it means that, so actually it's implicit that he asks himself too. He asks himself. He says, Tikaze Oser Olai B'Shvuah. So he didn't spell it out, but it's implicit. Masha'im came when he says, Neda Shaleichu Tikaze. So it's not implicit that there should be Shem Nisa and the Kikar. We just said that according to the Rashbo in Tov Resh Desvov, so there is no Shem Nisa and the Kikar, even a result in Shem Nisa. So you ask, but he is also to eat of that Kikar. So how is it that there is no Shemisar and the Kikar? The answer is, one certainly could conceive of the Gavre being Oser, eating of the Kikar without the Shemisar in hearing the Kikar. So Mimele, when he says, Neda Shaloyechal Kikazeh, Neda Shaloyechal Kikazeh, there is no, he doesn't verbalize, even in a, not only he doesn't verbalize in an explicit way, even implicitly he doesn't verbalize any Yisrael upon himself. Because one could very well conceive of an Isa Gavre without a Shem Yisrael and a Hefze. Now, every Shvuah, according to the Rashbo in Tov Resh Desvov, involves an Yisrael Gavre without a Shem Yisrael and a Hefze. So, that could be conceived, an Isa Gavre without a Shem Yisrael and a Hefze. But one could not logically conceive of a Nisa Hefze, of a Shemisa and a Hefze without a Nisa Gavre. Because a Nisa Hefze without a Gavre doesn't make sense. If there hadn't been any Gavres in the world, you couldn't think of a Shemisa and a Hefze. So Mimele, when he says, Kikaze Oser Olai B'Shvuah, he in effect implies, he verbally implies that the Gavre, that there should be a Nisa Gavre. But it's not so spelled out. So Mimele it's how. That's the shita of the Rosh Nidon. So in other words, so we have four shitas. We have four shitas in regard to to Neda Bloshin Shmuel and Shmuel Bloshin Neda. Three of the four are mentioned in the text versions in Shmuel's Daf Kofei, and then there is a fourth shita. There's the shita of the Rosh in Idom. All right. Now let's see the Rosh here. The Rosh here says, Mishum dineder ushvu iksiv gabadod iksiv kol neder v'chol shvu asisa nidorim bilit nisa chepzal disa neder ushe matvise nidoran odo v'nesa komei v'chein chomim kinfoj masnis v'afu kishvu yedosan avshe mechepze iksiv nefesh kisi shova shen nishba shalu yase dova ze v'nozir avot bishenes aviyayi eni neser aiyayi nolo Elo bigufei. Tolan is ires. Sheimer harini nozir umemele nesa biyayin uftiglachas uvitume. Now the Rosh was bad. I think that in the first year I think I discussed it to a certain extent. The Rosh was bothered by certain difficulty in this Gemara. The Gemara says here. The Gemara has the kasha. So the Gemara says, "I did it on the Midor in the Mitzachev Tzalei, on the Name Chom in the Mitzachev Tzalei." Because an Avshin Nechev. So he was bothered. So the reason is why the Mishnah mentioned Chom immediately after Shvue after Midor is because they both have the common characteristic of Chevze of Mitzachevze. That's why Shvuas is mentioned later, because that's Gavre, so why he should mention Nizires also immediately after Nidorim, because Nizires is also Chevze, and the Ritva Nidorim says that Nizires is Chevze. The Loshna Rambam doesn't say that Nizires is a Chevze in contrast to Isagavre, but then the Rambam has this classification of Nidri Yisar and Nidri Hegdesh. So the Rambam says that Nidri Nozir is Nidri Yisar, not Nidri Hegdesh. So it's also mashma that it's Isachevtze. It's also Isachevtze. So then the question arises, so the Mishnah should mention Nizires after Nidorim. How is it that it mentions Nizires after Shvuas? So the Teretz in the Rosh gives is, no, from this Gemara we see that Nizires is Isagavre. Nizires is not Isachevtze. So that's why Nizires is mentioned after Shvuah. This is what the Rosh says. He says, "V'nozir afo pishen esar b'yayin, in neser ayayin olo. Elo bigufi tola Nizires, she'im v'harini nozir, u'mimele neser b'yayin, uv'tiklachas u'vitumim." So nozir is Isagab. Nozir is Isagab. So he says, but u'mimele neser b'yayin. So Nozir is Isagav. The Ritvo Nidorim says that Nozir is Isachevtze. Now there is a very long discussion in the Chumash Marit, Simen Nun Gimel. A very long discussion. So the Marit mentions three shittas. One shita is, that's the shita of the Rosh, and that's his own shita too. So he says that neder is a gavre, and then he mentions the shite of the Ritvo that nozer is an isagavre, not neder. Nozer is an isagavre, and then the shite of the Ritvo that nozer is an isachevtze, the yayin is also, and then he mentions the shite of the Mari Basson, and the Mari Basson also says it's an isachevtze. But the Mari Basson says that Nozir is the kind of Isachevtze like Cain and Pili the Bully, Ragli Liluchi. So what bothered the Mari Basson? I mean, why couldn't he say simply that Nozir is an Isachevtze? The answer is because there are several Isurim Nizires. There is an Isa of Sias Yain, there is an Isa of Tiglachas, and there is an Isa of Tumas Meisi. So Bishleime in regard to the Yisrael of Yayin, so we can say it's an Isachevtze like Neda. The Yayin is also, but how can you say Isachevtze Ligabe, the Yisrael of Tumen, Ligabe Yisrael Tiklachas? What is it? the hair is osea. What is the hair osea? You're not forbidden to eat the hair. What does it mean? The tumi is osea. So how can you say it's a hefzi? So in regard to yayin, you can say it's an is a hefzi. In regard to yayin, you can say it's a hefzi. But how can you say it's a hefzi in regard to the glachas and in regard to tume? Because of that, the Maribasan says, no, there is an is a hefzi. But it's the same kind of is a hefzi, like the Mora says. The Mora says that neder is not chal on dovashim mamish. Why? Because neder has to be an isachevtze. So how can there be an isachevtze on dovashim mamish? So if he says, kinim diburi, kinim yuchi, it's not osea, it's not something tangible. In order that there should be an isachevtze, you require something tangible. But a kikia, something tangible. But dibur, yuch, that's not tangible. But there is a way of assuring the dibur. Not by answering the dibur per se, but by answering the mouth of the boy, by answering the feet. So mimele by not the isurin iziris are also isachetze. The isurin iziris, according to Marie Bassan. But the isurin iziris, so not only the yayin is isachetze, even the tiglachas is isachetze. In other words, the hair is also only tiglachas. And the goof is also l'tumah l'meisi. So it's like Cain and Pili the boy. So these are the three shittes. All right. Roshna Rambam is Hanizires Perikalot Bukhas Nizires Allah Chalem Hanizires Su Neder Mechlal Nidreisya Shenema Ki Yidr Neder Nozir. Because the Rambam at the beginning of Nidorin, so he says Haneder Nechlat Mishtei Machlokis Ha'achilik Arishin Hu Shiyesa Latzmi Dvor Mamitorim Lay. And then he says V'achilik Hashini הוא שיחייב עצמי ביקור ושנחייב בי. כי כשאם הארי אולי לא ואילו, הארי אולי לא בשלומים, הארי ואים הזו אילו, ישלומים ואים הארי אולי, הארי מקונה דעה, ואים הארי זו, הארי מקונה דעה. So there are two categories. There is נדרי יישר and נדרי קובעה. נדרי קובעה, now צדוקה is included in נדרי קובעה, נדרי הגדש. So the question is, what kind? So there are only two categories. There are no three categories. So the question is, so what kind of a neder is nizires? So the Rambam says in Perik Aleph, because nizires halach Aleph, hanizires hu neder mechol nidreisa, shenema ki yidr neder nozer. So he says, the Radva says, lifi shemotzinu shanozer chayev ligaliach al kol boneis, hava amine shehu mechol nidrei hekdesh, lifi choch kosav shehu mechol nidreisa. So it's Nidreisa. So it's mashma that according to the Rambam, neder is a misachet. Because he says it's Nidreisa. So it's probably, I mean, it's not a raya brure, that neder is a misachet. The Roshin of the Rosh and the Marit elaborates on that Rosh. The Marit says that the Rosh doesn't think that neder, that Nizires is the same as a gavre. Like all Yisurim Shebatira is a gavre. He says, Neder, because Rosh no Rosh is, Vinozir Afal Pish and Esa B'yayin, Ein Neser HaYayin Olov. Elo B'gufei Tolo HaNizires, She'imer Harini Nozir, U'mimele Nesa B'yayin, U'vitiklachas U'vitume. U'vimele Nesa B'yayin, U'vitiklachas U'vitume. So, in other words, that Neder is really Neder of Hegdesh. I mean, I don't know, I don't remember where the Marit spells it out, but this is probably what the Marit means. In other words, he says, in other words, I think if the Marit doesn't say it, so this is probably the pshat in the Rosh, that in contrast to the Shittes Rambam, that Nizires is Nidri Yisear, so the Shittes Rosh is Elo Bigufei Tola HaNizires, and the Marit says that it's a neder through which Gdush is Chal. So in other words, it's analogous to the Arizu of Nidre Hegdesh. Now, there is a Nidre Hegdesh, there is a category of Nidre Hegdesh. But the category of Nidre Hegdesh has two subcategories. One is Arielai, and one is Arizu. So, Nizires is like the subcategory of Arizu in Nidre Hegdesh. Now, when you say Harizuim, so then there are all kinds of Isurim. So, but these Isurim are Melechal through this Afloye of Harizuim. So, by Nizires too, it's a Nidre Hegdesh according to the Rosh. It's a Nidre Hegdesh. And when he says Harini Nozir, it's like Harizuim. So, all kinds of Isurim emanate from it. So, the same thing is true of Nizires. So he says, "V'nozir av al pishe nesa b'yayin, in nesar ayayin olov, elo b'gufei tolu ha-nizires, she'imer harini nozir, u'mimele nesa b'yayin u'vitiklachas v'itum." So the Isurim are Isurim Gavre. Why? Because he only creates the Halishem Nozir. Just in the same way as when one says, Harizu Eilo. So all he says, he creates the Halishem. He creates the Chaleshem of Eilu. Mimele Dao, all Isurim emanate from it. So Nizires is the same way. The Nizires is the same way. All right, I mean, I wanted to cover the next, the other Gemara, I mean, we'll go over very quickly. So you should be prepared for the next year. You should be prepared up to the Gemara of Olah Shmuel, or Imel Chaber Mugarani, because the Gemara from here up to Omamar, so go over in 10 minutes or 50 minutes at most. So Mimele, so for next year you should be prepared up to the Gemara that Daled Omad Beis, for Imel Chaber Mudan. Now just in connection with the in connection with Nizires, so we saw that the Shita of the Rosh is that Nizires is not a Mizahevtze. And actually from this Gemara it's much more like that. Because the Gemara says, I didn't turn in the door in the Mizahevtze alei, turn in the Mechon in the Mizahevtze alei, lafuke shvuye because anafshe min chevtze. So if Nizires had been Mizahevtze, so Nizires should be mentioned before Shuez. How is it that Nizires is mentioned after Shuez? So this is what the Rosh had in mind when he says, "V'nozir af al pish nesa b'yayin in nesa ha'yayin olov." There is no isachepze. The yayin is not oser. There is no shem iser on the yayin. Elo b'gupe tolah nizires. Shem ha'arim nozir m'meil nesa b'yayin diklach hazu vitume. So the pshat in the Rosh appears to be like the way the Marit says. In other words, that Nizires is not a Nisachevtze and it is a Nisagavre, but it's like Nidre Hegdesh. In other words, from the Rosh it's Mashma, Bigufi Tola Nizires. When someone says, Areli Nozir, so is Matvis, a Chaleshem Nozir Bigufi. So it's like Nidre Hegdesh. Mimele, he becomes Osea in the old Isurim of Nizires. In all the Nisun of Nizires. So then you'll ask, so why is it that the Gemara says that if a Nozir drinks wine, so he's able to yachol? Bishleime, if we say that that Nizires is essentially a kabolas new Nizires, not to drink wine, so mainly he's able to yachol. But because in effect, when he says, I really Nozir, so he was mikabel upon himself the niyuk of Nizires. What is the niyuk of Nizires? not to be migaleach, not to be mitamal emesim, not to drink wine. So maybe it's him about yachl. But if we say that nozir is like nidre hegdesh, bigufei tolan nozires. In other words, he is kerei Hashem nozir upon himself. He is matvis kdushe, kdushas nozir in himself. He is kerei Hashem nozir in himself. Mimele, umimele mesabia in the nachazoitume. That's how the Rosh emphasizes. So why is Eva Balyachol? The answer is, the Gemara in Nida says that if someone is Magdish, a Chifetz Lehegdesh, and then another person is Nene from that Chifetz, so then is Eva Balyachol. Why? So Balyachol implies also a Nisar of being Michalil the Gdushe that took effect to Afloye. So maybe here too, the Kedushas Nozir took effect through his Afloye, through his Kabbalas Nezires. Mimele, when he drinks wine, so he's Eva Bayachal. And as a matter of fact, without his special Hekesh, we wouldn't say that he's Eva Bayachal. Without his special Hekesh. So only because of the Hekesh of Linda Nedea Nozir Lahazia. So Ma Nedea is Eva Bayachal. So it is analogous to the Bal Yachol, that one is Eivir, one is Nene Behegdesh. Like, there too, I mean, the Afloye was not that no one should be Nene. It wasn't economics, it was Hegdesh. So he said, Kikar ze Hegdesh, Hegdesh Mamesh. And then another person was Nene from the Kikar, another person ate the Kikar. So the other person is Chayv Malchus Bal Yachol. So we see that Bal Yachol implies not only a nisea of being mechalub on son afloye, but of being mechalub the gdushe that took effect to afloye. So that's the reason as to why a nozir when he drinks wine is eva loyach. So the roshite is that the nizires, the neder of nizires in its essence is a neder through which his matfis is shem nozir in himself. He's Kirei Hashem. He's Matviz Gdushe in himself. Mimele Nesa B'Yayin L'Glachas V'Tumo. And that Iser of Yayin is not an Iser Hefze. It's only Mimele. That's the Rosh Shite. But the Rit Rosh Shite is. So, according to the Rosh, so we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, I don't know the Nidorim Mitzah Hefze Alei. Tonen HaMechomim Mitzah Hefze Alei. Lafu Keshwe, because Anav Shem Hefze. And Nisiris is mentioned after Shmue, not after Nidorim, because Nisiris is not a Nisachepte. The Rit Rosh Shite, however, is that it is a Nisachepte. It is a Nisachepte. So in other words, so we see that according to the Ritvo, the Neder of Nisiris is not in Nezer, whereby essentially he is Matvis Hashem Nozir in himself. He is Matvis Hashem Nozer in himself. He is Kerei Hashem Nozer in himself, like Harizu of Hegdesh. No, that we see that according to the Ritvo, so the Neder of Nizires in its essence is a Neder of assuring certain things. He assers the Yai. So Mimele, and that's an Isachept, he assers the Yai. And the Ritvo says that that's the reason as to why miyayin v'sheicho yaze leeser yayin mitzvah ki yayin oshus. So the Gemara has the kasha according to Ramatam, according to Ramatam's pshat in Gemara in Nozir, the beginning of Nozir, and the most Rishenim Rashi's pshat is different, but according to most Rishenim the Gemara has the kasha bit mio. Now turn to the Gemara in Nozir. Daf Gimel on the base. The Reb Shimon, the third line from the end of the Amid. The Reb Shimon, Nama Aksiv Yain Mishicho Yazir. Hahu Mi Boyle Lese Yain Mitzvah Ki Yain Moshus. Mayi Gdushe Vavdalit. Hare Mush Bevei Midol of Mar Sinai. So Rashi explains the Gemara B'Nechuse, in an affirmative way. Hare Mush Bevei Midol of Mar Sinai, not with me. In other words, how can we say that a nozir is not allowed to partake of Yain Kiddush and Yain Avdole, but he is Mushba Veimidol of Mar Sinai? is mujba veimidol of marsina. So we see from Rashi Shita in Ozia, which is contrary to the Shita of most Rishonim, because most Rishonim, including the Rambam, they say that while Kiddush is midraise, so midraise there is only a chiyuv to be mikadosh b'dvorim. He has to say dvorim shel shvach as to the kedushas hayayin, but there is no aloche midraise of being mikadosh al hayayin v'lapas. This chiyuv of being mikadosh, of saying the kiddush al hayayin v'lapas, that's certainly midrabo. That's the Rambam shita most Rishonim, but Rashi shita is different. Rashi shita here appears that not only is kiddush midraise, but kiddush al hayayin or al hapas is also midraise. Now Rashi explains the Gemara b'Nechusi. How can you say that the nozir is not allowed to partake of the yayin kiddush abdole, but he is mushbe b'emit of Mar Sinai, zocheres yim ha-shabos le-kachoi, zocheres yim ha-shabos le-kachoi, elo, ki hod o marodim, shvuo she-eshte, v'chozar v'yom ha-rini nozir, Asyanizires Chayla Arshur. So in other words, the posik of Miyayim Bishecho Yazir does not advise us that he is also to partake of Yayim Kiddush Vavdole. Yayim Kiddush Vavdole, according to Rashi, he knows there is allowed to drink because it's Yayim Mitzvah. But the posik of Miyayim Bishecho Yazir tells us that if a certain person first took his Shvua Shesh, I'll drink. One, Shvui is Chalbikumase. Then, after he took that Shvui, he took a neder of Nizires. Harini knows it. So we say, so in other words, the neder of Nizires is in conflict with the neder.